Sam Edmund. For LK Diesel Service, your Kubota generator and engine experts. Visit lkdiesel.com.au.
Fieldy.
Well, actually, maybe I'm redundant. Maybe we just get Wisp to do the trade update. He's a trade guru. Just
drop Sam Jacobs to agree to a new, what'd you say?
A two-year deal.
2 years.
At GWS.
I enjoyed that little nugget. I'm going to cast my eye back to Carlton. Eddie Betts. Now, boy, this has been interesting with Eddie. Will he, won't he? Does he want to, does he not? Yesterday, discovered that he definitely prefers a move to Carlton over Gold Coast. In fact, he's only going to play one of two clubs next year, and that is the Blues or the Suns. Now, the Blues is more of a lifestyle-based decision. The Suns is definitely a financial one. There might even be an AFL ambassadorial component to that one as well to grow the game up there if he does move the family up there. He has met with the Blues. He does have his own family links in Adelaide, and that was part of the reason he went there in the first place. But his wife, Anna, and he's spoken about this repeatedly over the years, found it really tough to leave her family behind in Melbourne, and he has paid tribute to her a few times over the years. The couple have always said they wanted to move back to Melbourne at some point towards the end of his career. Complicating any move is that final year of his contract, which is somewhere north of $500,000 a season. He's got a final year to go on that. He's received no contract offer formally from the Blues or the Suns, but would almost certainly have to take a pay cut if he chose Carlton. If you're a betting person, you'd say this will happen, but there's a few things clouding the play, Wisp, and there's a lot of cascading effects happening here. Tom Papley's the main one, because you wouldn't think Carlton would go for both, obviously, and they've already had Jack Martin tell them that he wants to join them. And then there's a Joe Danaher decision, which maybe ties in with Tom Papley as well. And if you are Essendon, and it does get to the fact that Danaher wants to join the Swans and he announces that as such, what a Essendon ask for Joe Danaher. Surely it's two first-round draft picks.
Well, he's worth two first-round draft picks, so I would think that's the case.
A year left on his contract. He's 25. He's an All-Australian, a four-time leading goal kicker at the Bombers. Now, the Swans have pick four. They would get eight, you'd think, for Papley from Carlton. They might get a second rounder for Zach Jones if he just does join the Saints. The Swans also have pick 23. Now, the Bombers don't have a pick until 29 as it stands this year because, of course, they gave up that pick in the first round this year for Dylan Scheel in the last exchange period.
His body is the other thing.
Yeah.
Huge question mark about his ability to physically come up, and I'm sure any club that was looking at Joe would do so much due diligence.
Yeah, there'd be medicals galore there, you would have thought, as well. I found Brody Grundy's comments yesterday really interesting. He's told the Herald Sun he's wrestling with the attraction of a return to Adelaide despite his love for Collingwood. He said he's prepared to push into next year in the final year of his contract with all the scrutiny. He said that won't bother him. We know he's pushing for a seven-year deal to stay at the Pies, citing the examples of Cornelio and Tom Lynch. He did tell the Herald Sun yesterday, for me, it's where I'm happiest. Where do I want to have my kids? Do I want my kids to be around my brothers who will be getting married and having their own kids? My girlfriend's from Adelaide. I'm from Adelaide. My mum obviously would love me home. There's lots of different things, but right now I'm loving my role in the team. I wanted to ask you guys, is this a man just shrewdly sticking to the message that perhaps his camp have devised for him, or is he speaking really genuinely, or both?
I think he's an authentic fella. I think he's a little bit different. I think probably it's going to be safer riding around on his Vespa in Adelaide too. I think he might be looking at that long-term, Gary.
Yeah, I think there's a strategic element to it as well. I think he's just putting it out there.
You've got to play the game.
You've got a little eye to home would make the Magpies perhaps sweat a little bit more and cough up a bit more.
Which you have to admire from Brody, because he is there just to play football. But the fact that he's seemingly prepared to roll the sleeves up and play the contract game shows what he's about as well. So, and he's playing some magnificent football, obviously, in All-Australian this year. Now, as we said a while ago, boys, Callum Archie, the latest to one out of the Gold Coast Suns, the former number 8 draft pick, he's going to move up the road to the Brisbane Lions, where he's had a long-term deal presented to him. And I'll leave you with this, guys, because I got a real chuckle out of this on your program on the couch last night. A lot of debate about Willie Rioli and drug samples and how long athletes all across the world
know where you're going here.
Have to wait sometimes to pass urine. And, you know, some athletes are extremely dehydrated, which you can understand. And you've just got to wait it out sometimes. And you have your waters and your Gatorades. Or, as Jonathan Brown explained, you take a different sort of refreshment to get yourself up and about.
I sat in the bar and had a couple of beers, because obviously that makes you go to the toilet. I had a couple of beers before my drug test.
Now 15 that's, pots.
And 15 couple of pots. And the chaperone sat beside me in the
Buffalo
bar.
Wings.
So it doesn't matter. It worked. It's just whatever it takes.
Now, I think he's onto something here big time. We know that that's how you, once you break the seal, you'll easily be able to provide yourself.
Poor old chaperone was legless and couldn't take the sample after it.
Well, not only that, the chaperone went away on holidays with him. They got on so well, him and Brownie.
Nicely done, Sammy Edmund for LK Diesel. Up next, the Magpies play on Saturday. That's all that matters. All this other stuff is just peripheral stuff. The preliminary final between Collingwood and the Giants on Saturday is going to be massive. And key player, maybe he's going to take Jeremy Cameron, is Jeremy Howe. He joins us next.